Every scientific endeavor has its visionaries, like Einstein in physics or Freud in psychology. When it comes to finding human fossils, the leading name belongs not to a person, but to an entire family, the Leakeys. Louis Leakey started a dynasty of fossil hunters who still explore the sediments of East Africa. Today is the 100th anniversary of his birth. In this month's National Geographic Radio Expedition, NPR's Christopher Joyce looks at the Leakey legacy.
Louis Leakey was born in Kenya and educated in England. He ruffled the starched collars of British academia in the late 1920s by insisting that humans evolved in Africa, not, as the experts thought, in Asia or Europe. To prove it, he went to southern Tanzania, to a place called the Olduvai Gorge. There, in 1959, Louis and his wife Mary found bones of an early form of human, dating back almost 2 million years. A year later, they discovered Homo habilis, or handyman. It was by far the earliest known direct human ancestor. In 1966, a film crew from the National Geographic Society followed the aging Leakey as he retraced his steps into the gorge.
Olduvai Gorge gives us one of the most remarkable stories of the past, the last chapter of the Earth's history, starting from the present day, right away back 2 million years.
Cane in hand, Leakey descended deeper into the gorge, going back in time with each downward step.
My feet are resting on the black lava on which these lake beds formed. It was here we first found examples of simple tools like this, just a water-worn pebble with a jagged cutting edge. Stone tools that go back to a very, very remote past in time, nearly three times as old as anything previously found.
It took almost 30 years from the discovery of those tools to the discovery of the tool makers, but the payoff was grand.
For the first time, we had an absolute age of a human ancestor at 1.75 million years, associated with stone implements.
Richard Leakey, the son of Louis and Mary, remembers the stir his parents caused.
And I think it was the association of the date and the implements that fired public imagination. Prior to that, there'd been no age for these creatures.
As a teenager, Richard preferred tracking animals to fossils. Growing up the son of famous parents, he struggled for independence.
The issue was, could one go into the field and do something that was similar but different? And I think the decision I made 40 years ago was, yes, I could.
As Richard Leakey adopted the family profession, his father left it. Louis grew interested in the great apes and launched the careers of primatologists such as Jane Goodall and Diane Fossey. He wrote about African culture. By the time Louis died in 1972 in England, his wife Mary and his son were doing the digging. Mary found fossil footprints 3.5 million years old. Richard found the Turkana boy, the most complete skeleton of an early human. The human family tree was redrawn. There was no single trunk rising from apes to modern humans, but a thicket of branches, each one an experiment in evolution. Tim White of the University of California at Berkeley worked in Africa with the Leakeys.
I think Louis Leakey will always be larger than life in this field. I think that he would be delighted were he alive today to see how this has led to sort of an avalanche of new data on human origins in this part of the world that he loved so much.
Like many paleoanthropologists, White has disagreed with the Leakeys about where some of the new fossils fit into human history. White says Louis Leakey made mistakes, but he put human evolution on the front pages.
He repeatedly went out on a limb, very happily. He made a career of this. He influenced a lot of people who were just simply opposed to what he was saying and went out and did the research that showed that he was wrong, but influential, tremendously influential.
Louis's son Richard was less flamboyant, though he continued to popularize human evolution in numerous books. But by the end of the 1980s, he grew weary of the hustle for money, as well as the criticism that he never earned a proper academic degree.
I was very disappointed by the infighting and the venality of the personalities who, if they didn't like what you found, didn't discuss the fossils but discussed the personalities behind the fossils. And the whole thing just became, as far as I was concerned, really very tacky, and I thought I'd better get on and do something else.
So Richard Leakey became, and still is, a conservationist. He ran the Kenya Wildlife Service, then served in Kenya's parliament. His wife, Meve, went on to discover important new fossils. Many Kenyans joined the Leakeys to learn the trade, but no Leakey heir had stepped forward. Richard's daughter, Louise, was at university in England and hesitant, until a tragedy. Her father, Richard, was flying in a small plane and crashed.
I flew back to Kenya, and then my mother, who had just recently taken an expedition up to the west side of Turkana, asked me to take over the running of that season.
Richard Leakey lost both legs below the knee. Louise ran the expedition that season, and a decade later, she's still doing it. And that doesn't surprise Richard.
I see a lot of Lewis in Louise, a lot of what's referred in the family as the Leakey genes in her. She's vivacious, she's outgoing, she's very courageous, she's brave, but she's got a very good mind.
I think my grandfather would be probably surprised to know that I was doing this work today, and I think he'd be happy to know that I was trying to make sure that this continued into the future, not necessarily by a Leakey, but for Kenyans and for East Africans.
Louise remembers growing up in desert tents and, as a toddler, cooling off in a wash tub. Now, at 31, she runs the expeditions with her mother. There's a sense of urgency in the work. Cattle now roam near the fossil beds where once only the wind blew.
Things have changed since then, and there are a lot more people involved, and everything's a lot more costly to run. And these areas are very remote. And it's not a sexy subject in Kenya in terms of raising money locally.
It took millions of years to lay down the sediments of East Africa. As Louis Leakey observed in 1972, scientists have just barely scratched the surface.
I mean, people think, you and your family have found so much. What more is there to find? We haven't found anything yet. We're just beginning to uncover one little corner of it.
Louis Leakey was born 100 years ago today. His granddaughter Louise returns to the field in East Africa early next year to continue digging. For Radio Expeditions, I'm Christopher Joyce, NPR News, Washington.
Radio Expeditions is a co-production of NPR and the National Geographic Society. Photos and interviews with some Leakey family members are at npr.org.